Welcome to the Drama Therapy Collection podcast. This podcast is part of a series on drama therapy in prisons. All interviews are conducted by Cameron Afari, Elizabeth Malone, Lynn Baker Newman, and Marianne Shrine. The Drama Therapy in Prisons Collection is an open access online oral history archive of recorded interviews with drama therapists who worked in carceral settings and formerly incarcerated individuals who participated in those programs. For more information about all hosts and guests, please visit the links in the podcast bio. Today's guest is Soraya Keating. Soraya is the Director of Shakespeare for Social Justice with Marin Shakespeare Company. You can read more about her work at soraya.org.
Oh, hello, everyone. My name is Soraya Keating, and I'm an MFT. And more important to that, at least in terms of my identity, is I'm also a registered drama therapist and a registered expressive arts therapist. And I currently work at a few different locations, but for the purpose of this interview, I work about half-time for Marin Shakespeare Company as their Shakespeare for Social Justice director. I also have a private practice, and I do work in hospitals, schools, and other settings as well.
Tell us about your work with the incarcerated and the unique context of it.
I first began doing drama therapy work in jail and prison in 2003. So it's been about 16 years, I guess. Wow. I began working for a unique program in a jail called Theater for Change, where we used theater and other arts as well to help incarcerated people look at, particularly men or people who identify as men, look at their ways they've been conditioned to be violent and to kind of unlearn and deconstruct that through drama therapy and also expressive arts therapy. And since beginning there, I've been working pretty widely at San Quentin State Prison, where we use Shakespeare as a tool for inner growth and community building, and also life story theater. So we after we're done with a Shakespeare play, we use themes from that play to invite our participants to reflect on their own life experiences related to those themes and create a theater piece that is meaningful and important to them around those themes. So,
what attracted you to this work?
Ever since I was a little girl, I had a kind of fascination with prisons, but not just a fascination. It was more of like a deep knowing that it was really a ridiculous idea to lock people up and punish them. It just didn't make any sense to me. And I remember contemplating this as a pretty young person, growing up in the New York City area. And it just seemed to me that people in prison were coming from backgrounds where they were already being oppressed, pushed down. And I really wanted to get to know what was going on with people on the inside. Like, who were they? What was their life story? And who were they as people? My journey in some ways began as a little girl. Then years later, I worked for a long time with youth, both as an artist in residence and also as a drama therapist, expressive arts therapist. I worked with a lot of inner city youth, at-risk youth, and felt very touched by what felt like this trajectory of so many youth in the inner city heading towards lives of drugs, crime, incarceration. So so back in 2003, when the opportunity came to work in a jail, I jumped on it.
What are your unique strengths and weaknesses in this setting?
Probably my weakness is a tendency to I like to assume the best of everyone. And what happens with that sometimes is I'll perhaps be too kind or too accommodating for someone who needs a stronger boundary. So I've watched that in myself and through the years. Just tried to work with that in a different way. So one of my strengths that has helped me in prison work and also across many different populations is the ability to work in the moment spontaneously and really feel the energy of the room and respond and facilitate from that place of what's alive here, and shed my plan and that willingness to let go of my plan through the years has been a real gift and a real aid.
What do you hope to get out of doing drama therapy in prisons? Can you share an example of a success story that changed people's lives?
Just one person at a time to create more bridges of love and kindness and compassion. I'm oriented towards living my life in a way that, like, each interaction is a sacred interaction, and each person I speak to, or listen to, both, there's an opportunity there. So I really feel like those little interactions are sacred and are key for creating that larger change. So how I meet every person that is in one of the groups I facilitate, and not just the groups, but even just passing people, like, I'm very intentional about being kind, getting to know people's names, you know, treating people like I want to be treated. Like, I feel like that everyday ordinary stuff makes a huge difference. So yeah, I hope to create bridges. And then I ultimately hope to be a part of changing this very dysfunctional system. Success story. For sure, it's just seeing the joy and celebration and the love for each other that the participants have. Not all the time, just to be realistic, but overall, that to me is a success. You know, when I have this sense of we've created a community here, and it's not perfect, but we have created this loving tribe. You know, so one example of a person, I'm thinking of someone I'll call Jay, who has been in Shakespeare in the San Quentin program for probably 12 years, one of the person I know the longest. And Jay is from another country, and it's very shy at first about doing Shakespeare, still is shy, and has been sort of challenged in finding his way of fitting into the group, has a lot of trauma in his background. But through the years, I've seen Jay really come out of his shell, and also I think he does an amazing job of speaking his inner experience in a way that really touches others, like really speaking the transformation he's been through Shakespeare, and then through also other inner work that he's done at the prison.
Tell us about bringing Shakespeare into prisons. What's unique about this program?
The evolution of the Marin Shakespeare program, prison program, and we began at San Quentin, I think it was 2003, when Leslie Currier, the amazing director of Marin Shakespeare Company, along with her husband, Bob Currier, they began the San Quentin Shakespeare program. And at that time, a man named Jonathan Gonzalez, thank you, Jonathan, was teaching there until he left to go to graduate school. And so I was hired to teach in 2005 and be the facilitator. And at that time, there may have been 6 or 7 individuals in Shakespeare. It was a very small group. It was not really recognized by anybody in San Quentin. People didn't really know what Shakespeare was or what we were doing. But I think it was maybe 2007 or 2008, maybe it was 2007, we put on our first full-length production of a Shakespeare play, Much Ado About Nothing. me being a drama therapist and having a passion for, you know, life story theater, self-revelatory style theater performances, I really wanted to try to incorporate that kind of work at San Quentin. So in the next few years, I proposed that we try that, what came to be known as the Parallel Play Program. And so it's evolved, but through the years at San Quentin, we've developed a structure so that half the year we're working on a Shakespeare play, or 7 months we're working on a Shakespeare play, the other 5 or so months we're working on life story theater inspired by themes from the Shakespeare play, where those who want to can write a performance piece. It might be a mini play, it might be a solo performance, it might be a song, a spoken word. So that's been our structure at San Quentin. Now, at the same time, in the last 5 or 6 years, Marin Shakespeare began to slowly expand. Well, at San Quentin, we had already expanded from 1 class to 2 classes, to now we have 4 classes a week. And then we expanded to Solano State Prison. And after a few years at those 2 prisons, we are now in 13 California prisons. We have a whole group of facilitators, including some wonderful drama therapists.
What's your ideal of working with the incarcerated? Where would you like to see drama therapists working with the incarcerated 5 years from now?
I think ways I'd love to see what would be even more ideal would be to give people who are incarcerated even more of an opportunity to engage in life story theater kind of work. It's not for everybody. Sometimes the distance of Shakespeare is what's needed, or the distance of, you know, I'd love to see other playwrights in addition to Shakespeare being used in prisons. And I'm probably is happening, not with Marin Shakespeare Company currently, but I think that would be ideal. I guess, you know, what comes to mind most though is, I'd like to find out from people who are incarcerated to have a kind of focus group of what are their needs, you know, in particular, people who've had a taste of our programs, what would be a next step for them? I'd be curious to have more involvement in the co-creation of the future with people who are incarcerated and hear what their needs are. I feel like for me, what feels like it's already happening is there's a growing, I'll call it a tribe of people doing this work that I would love to see. You know, there's already a Shakespeare in Prisons conference. Maybe that could be expanded to have a theater, not just in prison, but I would like to see more full, like, wraparound services with services for people who are incarcerated, services for victims of crime and their families, services for families of people who are incarcerated, children. I mean, it's all happening, but, you know, if I was to dream big, I would see more of a full spectrum service. And also actually for the people working in the criminal justice system, I would love to bring drama therapy to the COs, the correctional officers, and create more bridges there and other staff.
How do you see this work influencing policies beyond prison or for post-prison experiences?
I see this work influencing policy both for in prison and for people getting out of prison in a couple different ways. One way I feel like we are able to influence policy is by changing minds just inviting people to look at those who are incarcerated in a different light than they might otherwise look at them just based on the news, which, you know, our news is pretty toxic, our mainstream news, I think. I hardly ever watch it. it doesn't really tell the story. And to me, theater much more accurately tells the story and gives the staff at the prison, audience who comes to see our shows, people who see our shows online. We're so lucky to have so many videos of our shows in different prisons. I have had so many people write emails to me after seeing a show about how it changed their perception of people who are incarcerated. I mean, that is just like the one email I have repeatedly received, you know, slightly different content. Little by little, you know, we open our hearts, change our minds, change policies.
Why should prisons have drama therapists working?
I think drama therapists have this unique training in that we to me are bringing in this, you know, like this sacred fool role, goes by different names in different cultures, but we're bringing in this capacity to go into the dark and the light and work in this playful way to really dive deep into our psyches and what needs to be healed. And so I think that ability, the play, and the depth is really needed in our prisons, which are such heavy, depressing places, that the gift of lightness and play is very much needed, but not like the fluffy lightness that is like lightness with awareness, play with awareness. I think we have that ability to really transform with our skills in that way.
You have been listening to the Drama Therapy Collection podcast, part of a series on drama therapy in prisons. You can listen to a new episode every Thursday on all major podcast platforms, or you can watch the video recordings of all interviews on the Drama Therapy Collection YouTube channel.